There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program brought to you by Revelation Radio Network, and welcome this evening. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this program this afternoon. We've been gone now for like 3 weeks off and on, and now we're back again. And welcome this evening. I'm going to continue on this afternoon talking about what I talked about earlier in my regular broadcast, 4 to 6 this afternoon. I'll start a series for this week talking about the five steps that the globalists have taken to take down America. And number two, to start the world government and how they've organized it. Now, I'm going to cover it all this week and talk details. You got to know the enemy if you're going to be able to deal with them. That's really the bottom line. Because if you don't know what they're doing, you don't know who they are, what their methodology is, you're not going to beat them. And beating them isn't necessarily stopping it. It's managing it. It's dealing with it. It's how to succeed even though they're trying to take you down. And that's what's been going on for the longest time. And people have not identified the actual background of this conspiracy. And because they've got us all scattered in different directions and not combining the religion, the politics, the economic and finance, the harmony, beauty, and the arts, the philosophy, the education, all of this is what they've brought together. You see. And they use social engineers, Illuminati, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. But the Illuminati is a bloodline group that goes back generations upon generations that have orchestrated this giant conspiracy from one generation to the next, each carrying forward certain criteria, certain goals and objectives. And we've been taught not to, well, I don't want to talk about politics and religion. Well, that's been a mistake, because it's exactly how it's done. You see, they combine all seven areas I've just mentioned. And they've conditioned us in school to not talk about each and every one together, but keep them separate. That way, people have not been able to connect the dots. It's worked perfectly. And the media is totally 100% controlled. The events happening today on the grand scale are all controlled. Virtually everything. The shootings, MK Ultra subjects. And police don't even know this. I mean, on the highest level, They just have not put this together at the very top level of government, the very top level of law enforcement. Thinks it's all conspiracy theory and not true. This is why they're never going to understand why the shootings are taking place. It's unfortunate. That they can't just stop and say, wait a minute, maybe there is something to this. Because they'll never figure it out if they don't start combining these events in this one conspiracy. It's never going to happen. They're never going to understand it. You see? And all we can do as truth tellers is in our own direction, our own positions and divine appointments and the broadcast that we might do or writing we do, YouTubes or whatever it is pass that truth on, hoping that somebody gets it. It's all about prayer. It's about Jesus Christ. Well, I don't believe in Jesus Christ. Well, you got a problem. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you surely don't believe in Satan. And not believing in Satan is the smartest thing you ever did, was convince people it didn't exist. That way you won't know where the enemy's coming from. And it is supernatural. Of that, there's no question. Absolutely supernatural. And that requires spiritual warfare in every case. And it's just not being done. And it's affecting not only families, countries. It's causing death and destruction beyond the imagination. And then when people start getting too much in their head, they say, this is just too much to deal with, you know. Then they shut it down and go watch a game of golf or something, or go join something and maybe do a little yoga practice or whatever, which won't solve it whatsoever. It's just ignore the inevitable. The inevitable is judgment coming upon this world. It is coming. Majority of preachers today, ordained, non-ordained, or whether they got their license on a Cracker Jack box, at the highest level are failing in their jobs in these churches. Failing miserably. And the Laodicean churches today of not bringing the truth to the pulpit about repentance, about what faith really means, about the only true word of God in the King James Bible with evidence that they cannot refute. All they can do is block you, walk away, argue, call you names. That's all they can do because they can't prove it. And as a matter of fact, the proof is in the pudding, which is the King James Bible and what it says and where it came from. It can never be refuted. Until disclosure, and that's another story, of this alien, oh, that's another chapter coming. This lie about Yeshua and Yahweh, all these, because Yahweh is Satan spelled backwards in the Tetragrammaton in their syllables. And Yeshua is Sanand Emmanuel, the fallen angel. Look it up right now. Look it up. You will find the name Yeshua is also calling himself Sananda Emmanuel. That's not Jesus Christ. So is that Jesus calling himself Sananda or what? No. Nowhere do you find the real Jesus Christ in the King James Bible ever referring to himself as Yeshua. And the only true word of God went to the Gentiles, the Greeks. The Greek then was translated from Greek to English. Then they took in Hebrew, Aramaic, Latin, and English, bringing the King James Bible, combined them all. And the translators, 47, were fluent in all those languages. That's the only true word of God on the face of the planet, King James. And it tells you what's going to happen. There it is. I bet you if we are running a course on playing blackjack in a surefire way of beating the table or the dealer or whatever, or you're running a Bible, biblical principles of finance, and you had a surefire way of making someone a millionaire by using biblical principles. Oh, I guarantee you, you would have a filled up sermon or classes. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast and talk tonight what has happened in the past couple of generations on where we are today is how they've broken us down. And prepared us for the new world order. And by knowing this, by knowing these steps, you know what to stay away from. You know what to pray against. Then you'll realize that the only true truth is through Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And that Jesus Christ is not of this world today. He's here when you call for him. When you become born again, he's within you. But until Armageddon, which is any one point in time, any point in time is 7 years away. See, we're not even in the first seal. When the first seal is broken, finally, then you can count 7 years from that point when Jesus Christ will be coming back. Right now, we're not even in the first seal. So there's 7 years will have to transpire from that point to when Jesus Christ returns, the real Jesus Christ. And there's not one theologian can even remotely can justify we're past the first seal. You got a theologian down in Florida named Carl Gallup or something, whatever. And they're saying, and he reflects other distortions, that we're in the sixth trumpet already. That's impossible. Totally impossible. And yet people sit and listen to this nonsense. Because they're very convincing speakers. They have they have degrees. They have books. They have they rub elbows with this, that, and the other famous people. And they must be telling the truth. Well, actually, it's quite opposite. And they're not telling the truth. Because they're trying to get rid of that tribulation period, like the Calvinists are trying to do. That we're already past the tribulations, to bring in that one called Yeshua, the fake Jesus. For him to come, the tribulations must have already happened. Oh, so that means they got to fake it, either by technology, distorting the word and taking events out of context and history to make it fit. And then they're counting on those they're telling not to have biblical knowledge. But like, what's his name? Arnold Murray, Shepherd's Chapel, quote, "You don't have to read the Bible, just listen to me," unquote. Yeah, well, I don't think so, Arnold. He is definitely not of God. There's no question about that. So you don't follow these people. Heard him say that. You don't have to read the Bible, just listen to me. That's a surefire sign of a cult group. Family, get out of these churches and get with the Bible. Where two or more are gathered, that is the church. Where two or more are gathered. Not a religion. It's not a theologian. It's not a pope. It's not four walls. It's not the name of a religion. It's where two or more are gathered, if it's under an oak tree, praising the Lord Jesus Christ in song and scripture. And caring about each other. And worship of him. That's the church he's talking about. Well, to get our minds off of it, they set up a 5-point plan. Now this 5-point plan, I'm going to cover it all this week. And to let you know what they've done. With that said, I'll dedicate the broadcast, and then we're going to get started tonight. Lord, tonight we come before you in prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to come here in Revelation Radio Network, and Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to bring people together. We thank you, Lord, for what you've given us. Father, we call upon you to give us that Holy Spirit to make us aware of the blessings that we've not acknowledged. We sometimes look over. Father, we give us that courage to speak out when we have to. Give us that wisdom, discernment to see through the lies and deceptions. And Father, give us those divine appointments where we can spread the gospel to others when we have that opportunity. We pray for our families and their healing. Father, we see a lot going around today. And Father, we pray for comfort and support the Holy Spirit can give to those surviving members of families, to use tragedies, sickness, and pain, whatever happens in families and separations, to bring people together and to use these against Satan by using them to bring people to Jesus. We pray for our returning veterans, Father, that the Holy Spirit will override these effects of the psychotropic drugs, the thoughts of suicide to be taken away, Lord, that somehow divine appointments can intervene any thoughts of suicide, because 26 or more suicides per day is just too many, Lord. We know it's being orchestrated. And we call upon the Holy Spirit to silence those voices in their heads that's caused by these technologies that many don't even know about, the drugs or technology that's affecting their bodies. We pray, Lord, that these sacrifices for the Illuminati and the Satanists, where they kidnap children as the subjects of these ritual sacrifices, that, Lord, you'll put a stop to them. And you'll stop their sacrifices and bring those children to your bosom. Our Father, find a way to release them. We pray for courage on the pulpits, that, Father, they'll pull away from these churches and start teaching the truth. We pray for healing of our brethren and our family members that are sick. And, Father, for the spread of the gospel of your holy word. And this we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, y'all got me now for about 2 more hours. Well, actually, 1 hour and 45 minutes. I think I have new listeners. I probably do, and I know some people download these programs. I have a regular broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m., Monday through Fridays, at watchmanforjesus.com, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, every Monday so far, I'm here 9 to 11 p.m. on Revelation Radio Network. And Tuesdays to following this broadcast Monday, on Tuesdays I have Bible study, 7:30 p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Tuesday to Friday. And that's strictly Bible study. When I hear all these, this thing about Bundy, and I call him Bird Dog recently, the deserter or whatever, or alleged deserter. It's all, family, all this is orchestrated. It's for political means. The timing is impeccable. And they use it for various reasons. All right. So it's not accidental. All these events are, in fact, orchestrated for effect, to keep y'all's minds off what they're doing in the background. Like the Child Euthanasia Act and being brought through in Oregon. They're trying to sneak that through. I'm going to talk about that more tomorrow, how they're trying to take control of your children. You'd think people would want to hear these things, but it works opposite. It scares people, so they don't want to hear. Like that solves the problem. When you know what's going on for real, you know what to pray against. You know how to circumvent. You know what to tell your children or other people you meet, the words to tell them. Otherwise, you're accomplishing nothing. Well, I don't want to upset anybody. I want to be politically correct. Well, you can do that, but once you learn the truth, you're required. Ezekiel 33 and Isaiah 62. You're required to sound the alarm. And to hold back, not tell someone the truth, is the same thing as lying. Withholding the truth is the same thing as lying, being deceptive. God looks at the heart. You see? The fact of the matter is, it's not being told, is there is a worldwide conspiracy that goes back to Nimrod before the Pharaohs that is continuous until today. It's orchestrated by a tribe of genetically related individuals, which includes today very wealthy, politically powerful, and corporate elite of the world, the black nobility, Italian, German, English, French, Chinese, the tribe of Dan, the fake Jews in Israel, the whole lot of them. The one thing they have in common is they worship Lucifer. Whether you believe in Lucifer or not is not the issue. Fact is, they do. And in fact, they get their instructions from Lucifer, from the supernatural, by ritual sacrifice of humans. They allow the demonic realm to come inside this realm here today, in this realm currently they do. United Nations, Club of Rome, Bilderberg Group, some of these are led by these hybrids. You understand this? It's up to date, up close and personal. This includes also your so-called black nobility of Europe, your Queen Elizabeth, your Merovingian bloodline, the Reynolds family, the Kennedy family, the Van Duen, the Collins family. You go back, there's like 13 of them. And then the inside, there's Italian, all Italian. Aldo Brandini, Orsini, Medici, Borgia, Chagi, Gaetana. They're all Italian, not Jews, not a Jew among them. Family, people got to get serious about this. You got some of these theologians out here that are your militant type that say, well, it's a Jewish conspiracy. No, it's not. If anything, it's a Jesuit, Roman Catholic, but they're controlled by the Illuminati, the Italian Illuminati, Orsini. Going back to the Italian Illuminati, Roman. They always have an inner core and outer core. Well, they're all genetically linked together. Goes back to the pharaohs of Egypt. That's massive. And their goal from one generation to the next is one day, and they plan 100 years in advance, is create a one world government that will be stripped of nationalistic regional boundaries, that's obedient to their agenda. And God has kept them back with his protective veil since the dawn of time. That's the only thing that stopped them. And they've today advanced scientifically, religiously, politically. Matter of fact, one man describes it very well. Actually, by him describing it, it caused him to be assassinated. JFK said, and I quote, he tells you, you believe JFK over me? Fine, because he tells you too. For we are opposed, he says, for we are opposed around the world by monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources in the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations, unquote. Now, that's part of a 19-minute speech that you can actually listen to, and that's a small segment of it. I wonder if at the Council of Foreign Relations level they talk to the Joint Chief of Staff briefs their people on this. I don't think so. Because they're part of it. Now, this conspiracy uses as its background the Humanist Manifesto 1 and the Humanist Manifesto number 2. And they go by that. That's the rules they're given to follow. If they don't follow it, or if they move away, or they try to get out of it, they will die. Because they have a corrupted DNA that you and I don't have. And they can't allow that DNA to get out in American, get out in the world public. Our nation, as if I have to tell you, is in trouble. Serious trouble. Some people don't even know. They know it's corrupt. They have no idea how close they're coming. We have allowed, since 1776, the foundation so carefully laid by our founding fathers, but actually they were deists. The Constitution was created to enslave silently and secretly, and it did. The Constitution was eliminated. We'll talk about that later next week, this week. In 1938, it was eliminated. People don't know that. But I'll get to that later on this week. This hasn't happened by chance or accident. It was created, planned, devised, schemed, and put in operation by a group of men and women who certainly don't have the best interests of the country or the world, and or for you or me or at heart at all, and their family bloodline, including our presidents, by the way. They care only for themselves, their group, and their grand plans, and they'll stop at nothing short relative to America. Now the final bastion in the conquest of America and our people. It's not coming from the outside. It's coming from the inside. They commit incredible, immoral, and almost unspeakable acts. And they plan to continue until the world, and now they're focused on America, have no real freedom left, as if we had any at the beginning. It's been a facade all along. The evidence is virtually irrefutable. Because of the time limitation, only enough time to present a few selected portions of this conspiracy, but to let you know their background so you can decipher the news that's coming out and what steps to take. That's the important part. I don't expect everyone to believe just any information, such an important life and death matter. Some of it's almost unbelievable, some of it. But I'm not going to give you undocumented babblings of some wild-eyed extremist like myself. I'm going to give you evidence. Evidence is available. On my website, watchmenforjesus.com, I've got a timeline there that we'll lay it out for you. Now, what I'm doing right now is laying the groundwork for any new listeners and a basis for what I'm going to talk about this week instead of just jumping into it. I've included or will include actual quotes from men and women using established media, other authoritative references. And you know, you'll even find these globalists speaking in public. They tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And they've got it set to where people don't even believe it when they're being told. It's a perfect setup. They believe that most Americans don't even care about them or their destructive plans. They think it'll just pass by or some conspiracy theory. Not really true. I got news for you. It's all true. It's going to show its ugly face one of these days soon. I, too, have bought their one-sided and self-serving agenda, hook, line, and sinker, until the point that I got my eyes were opened due to certain circumstances. Taught in the public schools, I've, too, bought the party line preached by the mainstream media. Capitalism was the problem and government was the answer. He has a lie. We were so brainwashed back from the day we were born and go through college. That's what it's designed for, is to keep you brainwashed. And you see the shortcomings of government and the corruptness, and you just say, oh, it's just a corrupt government. We'll have another president, they'll change it. It's never happened, has it? No. The same problems exist. Politicians remain aloof, unconcerned about constituents' concerns. They make promises they never carry through. People have problems with taxes and IRS that cannot be resolved. Government intervention places huge burdens on the small and large businesses alike. Today they're being replaced in small towns by foreign trade zones that are sovereign Chinese territory. The Chinese are taking over local businesses that's been around for 30, 40 years, taking them down, tearing down the buildings and building up their own in foreign trade zones. And not one politician, from Ron Paul to any of them, are saying a word about it because they're bought off. They're secret society members. General Boykin, any of the others, they know exactly what's going on because they're part of it, of the takedown of America, pretending to be patriots, and they're absolutely not. Social welfare programs seem to work best for people that knew how to work the system, on ad nauseum, of how the government controls us. So middle class people with traditional values have been losing major battles, keep losing ground. They want to eliminate the middle class, increase the upper class, control the lower class. So, only because I've been involved in some of the government contracting was able to see what was going on. Good guys rarely, if ever, win. A lot of them got assassinated, by the way. And very easily you can become disillusioned and become one of the masses. American history? Yeah, right. It's written by the victors, and the victors are Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Illuminati. They wrote the history. Founding fathers were deists. They didn't have our best interests in mind. But what they tried to put out to the front was the facade was the right thing, granted. The standard was men have a special relationship with their creator and are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. So the laws of the land are supposed to reflect the Bible. So that way it gives those citizens or members the opportunity to do the right thing. But now you start changing the laws to go against the Bible, you're messing up. And they know that. That's what they're trying to do. You see. The more they mess up and change the laws now, it causes God to step away. You see what they're doing? It's very clever how they do it. That's the way. Same thing happened in the Garden of Eden. Did Satan go directly to Adam? No, he went to Eve. Adam did not stay to his guns. He did not do what he's supposed to do. He just passed the buck. He failed at his job, and Eve failed at hers. They both failed, and here we are. And that sin gene was passed on through Noah. By one man, mankind was condemned. But by one man, all men are saved through Jesus Christ, the second Adam. That's very significant. American history is a standard by which our founding fathers supposedly was supposed to have lived by. But the government and personal rights came from God, so the person or government that thinks they're God actually creates tyranny. And then to galvanize the public back in the 1700s, they penned the Constitution of the United States of America to become rebellious, when actually all we had to do was petition the king or queen to change any rules and laws, and they would have done it. But the idea was to be rebellious to justify military action. That's another story. The Declaration of Independence, on the surface, created a limited constitutional republic for the first time in human history. So we were led to believe that we were sovereign, possessing inalienable rights and delegating only a small portion of our power to the government. And the Constitution supposedly held the key to solving all our political problems. That was a facade all along. But why is this truth being hidden? Well, now it's not. They bring it out. They want you to know that you're slaves. So now you'll once again fight, and they'll bring the dialectic up. Oh, we have the solution for you, like they did before. There is a tyrannical conspiracy that has been working all along. From the very Constitution they set up, is also on the long term to destroy it and subvert it. The tyrants want and have achieved virtually unlimited money and power. And they believe that they know what's best for the people. They want a government where they decide what is right or wrong. But unfortunately for the people, this type of government quickly becomes one based on, and then we're getting down to it, we're coming close, based on humanism, socialism, and tyranny. This is what's really going on since the 1700s. Actually, the plan began in 1425 A.D., carried through generations to the new Atlantis to be set up in the North American continent. That's another story. When you start finding this truth out, it's like losing a loved one. You don't want to believe it. You go in denial. When you get studying on it, if you last that long, you study more, you find that it's true. And you know the conspirators' own words prove it conclusively? And denial then is over. And it gives you a sick in the stomach feeling of acceptance. Acceptance then leads to depression and fear. And if you don't have Jesus, that's when they go into denial and they're back into their dome. In denial, and I don't want to know about it anymore. They forget about it and just fall away. And then you become angry, though, if you continue on. You get mad at them. And the anger leads to a fire in the bone, steadfast determination to either save the country, which is too late, or to at least inform people about what to do, about what's going on, and to do what you can to help. Now, is their scheme cast in stone? Have they already won and we're just now losing? No. They will be allowed to continue. But when God puts his foot down, it's called the first seal. The second seal is World War III. Then from then on, it's nothing but ugly. You see, because judgment is coming on this world. You can guarantee that. Don't matter whether people are dead or cremated or whatever they are. There's going to be judgment, both physical and supernatural. There's no escaping it. None whatsoever. because it's called the tribulation period, the 7 years tribulation. It hadn't even started yet. Close? Yes. Because, you see, here's the tricky part. If the tribulation has started, it is not going to be selective. It's worldwide at the same time. Not because we're experiencing famine in Africa and Middle East or wherever. Well, there we are. We're in the fourth seal or the fourth. No, it's going to be in the United States too. We're not blessed. We're placated. We have 700,000 plus children missing every year for ritual sacrifice and murder. The government supports it through Child Protective Service. The Vatican murdered 50 to 68 million people between 1200 and 1800 AD. The Vatican. The church has turned away from God with heretical Bibles. They're changing the laws to allow homosexual marriage. We're placated. And when God's had enough, he's going to allow Satan his way. And baby, it's Katie bar the door then. But you can deal with it through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, by being covered with the blood of Jesus. And that death, once it comes, is but life eternal. And some lives will be saved. Some he'll bring home. Either way, his promises will be kept. You can form your own plan. It's not a matter of a silly revolution or impeachment and all that other nonsense. It doesn't. The sheriffs have no power. The President of the United States has no executive powers. The sheriffs, oh goodness, when they declare martial law, they'll eat the sheriffs up like they were chum. Let out to the sharks. So the Spitznaz will eat them up alive. When they declare martial law, millions of foreign soldiers will come out of the woodwork out of nowhere. Deep underground military bases, what they've been allowed to contain. Twenty-six suicides per day is being orchestrated. You understand what I'm saying here? Because of the microchips. Voice to skull technology. It's the idea to save your soul, to lead that to others. Let God take care of the rest. Look up 2 Chronicles 7:14. There's your answer. Is that going to be done? Look it up right now. So, the plan is massive, but it can be reduced down to pretty much a five-step program designed to change the world. And the self-appointed social engineers that work for the Illuminati, various committees and councils, Tavistock, Roundtable, Bilderberg, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of National Affairs, Gorbachev Foundation. They all have talking points. And then they go out and they use their worker bees like the NAACP, ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center, KKK, Black Panther, all these groups, Christian Identity, all these groups work for the Illuminati in some capacity. Westboro Baptist Church, I always say it like that, because Westboro Baptist Church, you notice they're always sticking their nose into anti-funerals and so forth, anti-funeral, anti-gay, whatever. I've got links from Phelps that goes to Christian Identity. Oh, yeah. James Dobson, all these guys, Council of National Policy, shoot, they're all connected. So they use the Westboro Baptist Church. They use that Westboro Baptist Church to create chaos and disorder by design. And you're Terry Jones, a P2 agent out of Germany for 30 years. He's over there. He comes back over here pretending to be some backwoods Southern preacher. Wrong? Hey, no way. He's here also to cause that division. Highly trained agent of P2. Oh, man. Oh, but they're going to go down. But in any case, the five-step plan, and I'm going to go focus on number one tonight. The five steps, to let y'all know what the five steps are again. Demolish, I call it the five D's. And summary is such. It's based on humanism. Oh, by the way, the Navy turned down a request recently to have a humanist chaplain. They'll sue and they'll get it passed eventually. Yeah, go figure. First, they got the Wicca in the Air Force chaplains. Wicca chaplain. Now, humanist chaplain. A humanist chaplain? Oh, boy. Anyway, five steps. Demolish the foundations of biblical morality. Dismantle, number two, dismantle the family, patriotism, and individual liberty. Number three, discard the Constitution, which they've accomplished, and the Republic, which is established. Four, destroy the American free enterprise system. Five, and direct our attention toward the United Nations, which will drag and, if necessary, drug us into a global government, which it was established. Okay, number one, foundations of biblical morality. This is based on the Humanist Manifesto. And John Dewey, the father of American education, said, and I quote, "Religious humanists regard the universe as self-existing and not created." Now, you can look up the Humanist Manifesto 1 and 2, and this is their guideline. Their textbook, believe it or not, is Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. Some of their guidelines are contained in the Iron Mount Report and 21 Goals of the Illuminati. All these are connected and are part of this five-step plan. Now, when we're talking about foundations of biblical morality, it's going to be difficult to tell the truth to break it down, but I think I can do this to give you some idea of what you're dealing with and what they've done under our very noses. All right. Humanism, of which John Dewey was a humanist, American father of American education, a humanist, that's a fox in the hen house. Humanism is unbelief, it's materialism, it's situational ethics and moral permissiveness. That's humanism. You know, few people are aware of or concerned about the humanist philosophy. But now, recently, there was a request put in to the Navy, I believe it was, to have a humanist chaplain. So they're picking up steam here. They've always controlled this. It's become more influential. It's controlled all the education. As a matter of fact, I've got a quote here from Charles Francis Potter, who was an educator in 1930. And it's very telling. He says in this quote, Charles Francis Potter, 1930, says, and I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism, and every American public school is a school of humanism," unquote. Now you say, well, that's 1930. I'll say, yeah, that's 1930. So we fast forward about 50 years later to show you the continuity. Herbert London of New York University, educator, 1987, 57 years later, said, and I quote, "Strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment, and almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar." 1989, Roger Kimball, educator, said, and I quote, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical," that's Marxist humanist menu, "at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels," unquote. So you see, our colleges and universities are producing teachers who've been taught to discredit religion, disdain public enterprise, and to show contempt for parents who don't want to totally surrender the role of educating the children to them. And they're taking these prejudices back to their hometown schools. Now, today I read a quote to show you continuity. I'll do it again one more time. Oh, I said that about 5 years ago and kept doing it. Dr. Chester M. Pierce, 1973, to show the continuity. Dr. Pierce of Harvard University. He said to 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado, at a teachers' conference, 1973, he said, and I quote, "Every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, and toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future." Now, tomorrow I'm going to have some quotes I'm going to play on my broadcast from 4 to 6 where it proves that they're trying to take over your children. That they think the children belongs to them. And that is the purpose of putting in a lot of schools security to protect them from shooters. The shooters are controlled. The police there and the security with automatic assault weapons or shotguns, whatever they have, are not there to protect the school from shooters. That's not the real purpose of them. That's the facade. The real purpose is to protect the school from the parents when and if they ever want to pull them out because of the unauthorized vaccinations or teaching subjects that your children should not be taught in a school. That's the purpose. Even Ashley Montague, M-O-N-T-A-G-U, she spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California in the 1970s. And she stated, I quote, "The American family structure produces mentally ill children." Paul Brandweine, anyway, Paul Brandweine, an influential educator, he taught that any child who believes in God is mentally ill. Oh, man, they have so infiltrated, going all the way back to 1930s till now. So, biblical morality. You must first attack the Bible as a credible source. That's their first agenda. To reduce biblical morality, you must attack the Bible. So, what you do, and it's what they've done, is you create multiple religions. Two, you create multiple Bibles. Change the word slightly. And what that does subliminal, is it creates a distrust of the Bible. And you use the watered down words to actually follow the humanist manifesto, but you do it in a subtle way. And that's what they've done. That's why Westcott and Hort, two Freemasons in the 1890s, laid the groundwork for all modern Bibles we have today, except for the King James Bible. That was the purpose of it. Oh, yeah. So humanism, that's the key. And the effect it has on our society today is sneaking up on you. And now it's already snuck up on people. Now the effect's being felt. Your children fall prey to new teachers that sexually exploit your male children. Male teachers exploiting their female students by design. So, family, I want to talk about, now I'm going to go a little bit deeper, about this humanism, because the humanist manifesto, that is the key. And touches many influential areas of society, includes government, education, entertainment, and the media. So what is the humanist manifesto? What is it? What power does it have? Well, first of all, has faith in man, not in God. It's humanist. Man to become God is the ultimate. Genesis 3, verse 22. Skull and bones, secret number, 322. Man to become as a God. So if you're human, you want to become a God, they say follow us. But you must do what we say. Secular humanism puts trust in human intelligence rather than the divine guidance. Declaration, page 24, the secular humanism. As non-theists, we begin with humans, not God, nature, not deity. We can discover no divine purpose or providence for the human species. No deity will save us. We must save ourselves. Manifestos, page 16. Since when has man ever saved themselves? Never have. In the Humanist Magazine, January, February 1983, on page 26, humanist author John Dunphy, D-U-N-P-H-Y, he said, quote, a viable alternative to Christianity must be sought. That alternative is humanism. The classroom must and will become an area of conflict between the old and new, the rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith in humanism, unquote. So humanists clearly admit that they do not believe in God or the Bible, or in the Bible as God's word. They're opponents of Christianity. Separation of church and state has become a tool to accomplish what our alleged founding fathers never intended. Complete elimination of religion from public life. It's occurred through legislation, especially through court rulings. In response to the efforts of atheists and humanistic ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, the courts have progressively removed the Bible, God, and prayer from public buildings and public institutions. Have they not? Oh, yeah. Efforts are underway to remove "under God" from the Pledge of Allegiance. Of course, your Pledge of Allegiance to a corporation, there's a problem there in itself. But now they're starting to chip away at it. Boy Scouts require the leaders to believe in God and not be homosexuals. The two are not compatible, but they're trying to make it so today. Powerful forces seek to remove all support from the Scouts from public institutions. Matter of fact, now that the attack is full-fledged, Ruth Bader Ginsburg sent a report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and, based on her previous court opinions, stated that the federal government should eliminate traditional family concept of the husband as a breadwinner, wife as homemaker, and integrate all male, all female organizations such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, fraternities, sororities. And this was to eliminate traditional male roles. That's the purpose of it. 1978. And they have done that. You see the articles today. Certain churches, I believe, or some institutions are withholding their funding of Boy Scouts if they don't let transgender and homosexuals in. And then you have a homosexual Boy Scout leader who, "I'm coming out as gay," and they get fired. No problem. That's the play they make. They want to fire them. Please get fired. And what happens is ACLU comes in, "We'll save the day." And they go to a court, a judge who's a Freemason, and they get it passed. He sues and wins, and that sets the precedent. They are good at this stuff, man. But God's got their number. All they're doing is digging their hole deeper. They don't realize they're digging their own hole. And you know, it's reached a point that if you believe in the Holy Spirit and you believe in God and you believe in traditional family, you're ridiculed if you even express a viewpoint about laws or government activities. They're using the same technique that Theodore Herzl set up when the Vatican created Zionism to use anti-Semite. "Oh, you're anti-Semite. You're anti-Jew." And so they use this. Then, according to Herzl, that was the purpose of the Zionist movement, part of besides establishing the State of Israel, but also establish anti-Semitism as a tool. Have set legislation and bleed over to the Bible and everything else. They set a precedence. That was what that's all about. That's in his diary. So they're using the same technique for homosexuals. Man, they're sneaking up on us big time. It's known fact that the Bible, prayer, and essentially all references to God have been banned in school classes and activities. Only recently, a teacher stopped one kid from reading his Bible in the class. It's all part, it's only one part of many. Schools allow the students to form clubs to discuss all kinds of subjects. from homosexuality to Islam. Yet students have to fight for the right to voluntarily meet on school property to discuss the Bible before or after school hours. Even during their reading time. Parents are busy working. Busy with being divorced, separated, personal situations, working two and three jobs to make ends meet. And the schools, by design, have carte blanche with raising of the children. They're not catching hold of these video games to keep them controlled. Family, I'm not going over the edge here. I'm telling you exactly what's discussed at the Bilderberg meetings, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, you got the point, Council of Foreign Relations, United Nations, behind closed doors. I'm telling you what they discuss and the programs they're going to institute. And then they monitor the status month by month, year by year, generation by generation. Where are we today, guys? Well, here's our next report. We're doing pretty well. Oh, by the way, I read today. Where is it? I should have it ready. I do this sometimes. I think of something and I don't have it ready because sometimes I put my program together as I go along. I never know what the Holy Spirit's going to tell me to put. Oh, here it is. I found today. Now, you think these studies are benevolent or interesting and all that, but see, they take a sample of where the public is by studies. Southern Baptists report dismal numbers of baptized millennials. Southern Baptist baptisms have dropped for the seventh year in a row, according to reports. This year, there are only about 310,300 baptisms. But findings also discovered that 80% of churches reported only one or zero baptisms among ages 18 to 29. I say their plan's working. The quote, the problem is even greater than these numbers indicate. A task force report from a group of pastors said, quote, considering how the North American population has increased substantially between the 1950s, baptism peak, and today, these figures indicate how much ground we have lost and are losing. And you know what happened? The attack on the United States began in 1945. The change of the culture was orchestrated and planned in Tavistock, a behavioral think tank, and the first effort was planning the defeat in stalemate in Korea, planning the defeat in Vietnam by design, and the CIA setting up the degradation of our society by starting to bring drugs in the 1960s, by design from South America and Vietnam, the destruction of the music by the rock and roll, which I liked rock and roll, but I didn't realize that it was funded, to add to the drugs the CIA would bring in. Family, is a four-step plan that they put into effect in 1960. Tavistock planned our degradation, fall, in 1940s and 1950s. This is a fact. It's working. Because we're falling away. It's amazing how it's worked out. Evolution taught in the schools. Even in churches, many pastors still support evolution as a way that God created life. I got Baptist ministers telling me this. Well, he could have used evolution. No, he didn't. You have the bloodlines from Adam and Eve, tells you. You can trace all the way back to Adam and Eve, for goodness sakes. They keep forgetting that. Oh, you're a dispensationalist. You take the Bible literal. Yeah. How else can you take it? Well, it's symbolic. That means we can interpret it any way we want to. Cowards. Oh, man. I tell you what. They are clever, aren't they? But God sees and God knows. Religion, education, prayer being banned, all this is part of their agenda to reduce biblical morality. You'll also understand that, and when you do the study, that nearly every major tenet of humanism has in fact been endorsed by official resolutions of the National Education Association. Entertainment in the media. Religion, understandably so, is consistently ridiculed or ignored. Religion was organized and prepared to hide the truth about Jesus and the King James Bible by designing many different religions with different doctrine. TV and movies. Do I have to tell you about that? Surely not. Music. I liked rock and roll back in the day, but I didn't realize it was created to facilitate humanism, Satanism. As a matter of fact, most all the singers nowadays have come up with quotes and interviews confirming that they signed a pact with the devil, literally in their own blood. There's some sort of writing instrument that collects their blood like a Red Cross does, and then they write their name literally in blood on a contract. You understand? This is not out of Hollywood. This is for real. And they're told, if they get a little bit funny about it, that all you have to do is a good deed and it counts as a contract. Well, that's not true at all. If they try to get out of it, they're brainwashing and all that by the age 27 to 30, and they don't get what's the word I'm trying to use here? Brainwashed again. Well, they commit suicide. Imagine that. Satan takes their soul, like they said. If they can be reeducated at the age 27 to 30, then they keep them. That's what happened to Elvis Presley. He is part of it, of Tavistock. So was the Beatles. Now You Got It. Rolling Stones. Heavy metal rock. Almost got rid of rock and roll in the 60s until they said, oh, the Illuminati created the charismatic movement, which brought on Christian rock, saved rock and roll. Rock and roll was a major effort of the Illuminati to change our culture. They had to keep it. So it became a smart move on their part. The charismatic movement brought on Christian rock. Bingo, it saved it for them. XTC recorded, Dear God, in which a child starts a letter to God. Then the song blames God for war, family problems, famine, disease, and death. The song concludes as the child says, If there is one thing I don't believe in, it's you, God, unquote. Media update, 9 and 10, 1987, page 9. News media. AFA Journal, TV Guide reported that 90% of Americans say that they believe in God or higher power. 80% pray regularly. Americans contribute nearly 15 times as much money to religious groups as they spend to attend Major League Baseball, football, basketball combined. But according to a Gallup poll, attendance at the religious service is more than 50 times greater than attendance at three major professional sports leagues, as somebody says, I question that to a certain extent, but then you consider the mega churches, which are there to mislead people. Religion is a major part of the lives of Americans, yet a survey of evening TV news shows ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, PBS, they revealed that only about 1% of the news reports discusses religion. You'll find that the Gospel Observer, July 4th, 1996. So our public institutions, as Charles Francis Potter had said in 1930, is largely non-religious, exactly what humanism wants. They've affected the teaching of the scriptures by having corrupted versions of Bibles and scripture. Verses missing out of many of them. Now, one thing I came up with on how they've discredited the Bible, matter of fact, I just recently came up with this list. To break down the Bible, they come up with the New Age Church, the emerging church, which very closely fringes upon do as I wilt is the whole of the law. Rick Warren, a self-professed New Ager and Council of Foreign Relations member, he's Illuminati, wrote that New Age book called, Rick Warren, I can't think of the name of the darn book now, all of a sudden. I'll think of it in a minute. This is frustrating sometimes. Man, I'm getting old. Is that it? Rick Warren wrote a book. It's a very famous book. That was definitely a New Age book. The purpose-driven life. There you go. Purpose-driven life. What on earth am I here for? It's all New Age. Old Saddleback. And Old Saddleback brought in the duck guys, right? The ducks? Yeah, they've just shown who they are. Because old duck there, duck commander, he's now going to write his own Bible. Exposed. You can't do that. We can't write our own Bible. So that shows that they're fake Christians. Of that, there's no question whatsoever. Eventually, it always comes out. The New Age Church is taking steam, full steam ahead. The video games. There's video games out there that takes a peripheral vision of your child, now it's gone, to the size of a monitor, and that really includes driving, walking, observation around everything. And they could be just the highest, most intelligent college kids in the world, but the video games, there's video games out there, you get points if you kill innocent people. Video games or mind control, the flicker rate, the whole nine yards, the corrupted Bibles, over 237 plus and growing, conflicting messages on the pulpit. And when everybody in the congregation has a new King James Bible, got an NIV, because Aunt Martha gave it to you, or you got the New American Standard Bible given to you when you was in high school. You got different Bibles. Everybody's got a different Bible. So the preacher gets up. It's one of these mega churches or something. So everybody turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, blah, blah, blah. Everybody turns their Bibles there, their pages. And he reads from his NIV. And somebody, King James, reads one thing. Wait a minute, that's not what my Bible says. New American Standard Bible says something else. New King James Bible says something else. And nobody says a word, man. They just sit there. Nobody says, wait a minute, how come all these Bibles are different? And they mean something different, too. Nobody says a darn word. Not a word said. Now, subliminal, that is to have the individuals to have a distrust in the Bible. Clever, isn't it? Then they come out with pedophiles in the clergy. The Vatican Church is letting you know we have pedophiles. They want you to know. And now they come out with a list of 25 pedophiles that were preachers. They want you to see it. That way discourage this. It diminishes their credibility in the church, in the religion. Oh, that must be God. Oh, there's no God. Oh, it works perfectly. If they can do it, I can do it too. That's how they're reducing biblical morality. Remove the Ten Commandments, ACLU. Lawsuit. Oklahoma, man, they're removing the Ten Commandments. If they can't remove them, no problem. We'll put a satanic Baphomet statue beside them. That's what they're doing. They did it already, I believe, in Oklahoma. Belt buckle to the Bible belt. They got a satanic Baphomet. A big one, too. Put that in one of the schools, I think, or courthouse or somewhere like that. They teach the Bible as history, not as a book of the future. They teach it like it's a history book. What does that tell you? It's already happened, so I ain't really going to worry about it. It's just a lesson I got to learn. No, it's a book of the future. It's telling what's coming in the future. And even the Old Testament, it's not a book of history. It's a book of the Old Testament has prophecy of what's yet to happen. They're not teaching that today. They're teaching the Bible as history. And what do you think about history? Oh, I'm boring. Isn't that so? They're not saying this Bible is going to tell you about your future because you say, well, I got to go to college and all this, and I got to learn this biblical history stuff and all this, but I really got to look to my future. Hey, man, that is your future. The book of Revelation is telling you what's going to happen in your future. But the teachers aren't coming across that way. This is not a failure. They're doing this on purpose to discredit the Bible under the humanist manifesto. Well, I'm probably going to have to go part two of this part one tomorrow. I got a lot to cover on, more than I expected to have, on how they're reducing biblical morality. It just opened up on me about 30 minutes before I got on air. I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about, how I was going to present this, but some things happened. I did some researching myself, and I found some things, and I said, whoa, and it just started falling in my lap. Yeah. They promote the humanist views in all schools. John Dewey, Horace Mann. John Dewey is a humanist. He's the father of American education. That's a clue right there. They use TV heroes that work opposite of biblical principles. How about professional wrestling? They even have dolls. Hulk Hogan. I got a Hulk Hogan doll. Hey, I'm the Hulk in flesh. Tattooed all over. They love the smashing and the lack of sportsmanship. The dirty fighting. Yeah, man. Look at them. You know what that's called in the Iron Mountain Commission report of how to control people in times of peace? 1966. Conclusion on how to control people. One of the ways to do it was by blood games. And it took me a while. I just didn't connect myself. I didn't connect it. I said, blood games? What the heck? It took me a while. And one day, not long after I started studying it, someone had said something about wrestling or mixed martial arts. Yeah, the blood sports. I said, oh. My little light went on. Click, 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 click. There it went. Blood sports. It goes back. It goes back. Back. Way back. No different than the Colosseums of the days before the Pharaohs, the Caesars. Same thing. Blood games. And I looked and I started watching it from a different point of view. I said, man, look at the crowd. Bloodthirsty. People love it. Satan's been a busy boy lately. They're all TV heroes. How about the poor sportsmanship of a lot of basketball, professional basketball, football? It switched around from the 1960s and 50s of the wholesome attitude of the good sportsmanship and all that. It's changed, hasn't it? Yeah, that's by design. When they sign over, they say, we want you to start doing this. We want you to sport the tattoos. You know why? Not only to mark up the body, but the RFID chip is coming with a digital tattoo. So everybody gets used to having a digital tattoo that is the mark of the beast. So your little child can have his only little mark of the beast. Yeah. With a Spider-Man tattoo that's got his initials. I mean, it's got his microchip on it. Spider-Man, Batman, Superman, the Avengers, or I don't know, whatever. The Flash. Pokemon. You got your own little digital tattoo on it. That's the purpose of it. Do I have to tell you about drugs and antidepressants? No, I'm sure that's already part of it. All these are discussed at the secret society levels on how they're going to break down the power of the Bible. When they determine the objectives, they contact their leaders at ACLU, ADL, NAACP. So now here's what we want you to do. And it just goes down in organizational tasking. And then later, maybe a year later, 6 months later, they look back and do surveys, checks on how their progress is going along. They'll check every decade. Are we about there on this? Okay, we're doing pretty well. How many people would reject the Bible? We got, okay, survey says, okay. We got. That's how they work it at these meetings. And when they know everybody's on the same sheet of music, then they start playing concert. It's called the New World Order. But you know what they can't do? They can't go no faster what God will allow. God's way ahead of them. That's why they've not been able to achieve the New World Order. Because God keeps shifting on them. You see. People don't understand. I got a post, a response back when you put down here. King James Bible, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Repentance, Matthew 9:13, says the King James Bible, for I'm not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. That's critical. The NIV says, for I have not come to call the righteous but sinners. You call them sinners with what? To do what? They don't say. The New American Standard Version, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. You call sinners, hey, sinners, sinners, what? It's clear. King James again, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. To have them repent. That's important. Well, I got a response. Well, the response came back, and this individual says, quote, he says, he writes, there are so many different translations of the Bible in every different language. If you want to split hairs and fight over what version you think is better, you're missing what Jesus was teaching. Say what? You see how people are deceived? The King James Bible. Is unmatched of any 300, 400, whatever numbers, it doesn't matter. The King James Bible is not splitting hairs. It stands alone. And to destroy biblical morality, they must destroy the Bible. You see, they've already done it. Right here, an hour ago, is evidence right there of how up-to-date it really is. People hearing voices in their head. This Slender Man myth, they can talk to your children through technology. They reduce the biblical morality. They don't believe in the supernatural. So therefore, they can use certain ways of influencing your children. Because they don't have the Holy Spirit with them. And the kids will never tell you they hear voices in most cases. The veterans all hear voices. Tell them to do things that's against morals that's been broken down. If you don't talk to your children about these things, how are you going to know? Well, I don't have time. We're working all the time. Work double shifts, and that's exactly what the plan has been all along. How do you get this out to people? They sometimes don't want to hear it. What do you do? You can write books, but only a handful will read them, really. Even if it's a million books, even if it's 10,000 books, not enough will read it that's going to make a difference. Now, sometimes it might. Depends what God takes a handle on. But here's the problem, the rub of it. When they get so many states, for example, to allow homosexual marriage, to lift the ban, to allow the marriage to take place, change the laws, well, God does what? He pulls away, taking away from our prayers. But as long as you're righteous and you pray, he'll let it go on for a little while longer so that more can repent. You see? Until the balance is way overset, and that's up to God when that happens. And say, well, now it's a paradigm, and we're in it. Then things change a tad bit. Reducing biblical morality. Sometimes I say that to get back on track because I go down so many little rabbit holes that people warn me about. And rightfully so, because that's what I do sometimes. I tend to take off on little rabbit trails. But I try to give background of what I'm talking about. You just can't come right out and say blah, blah, blah. It's like, where did that come from? So I try to give some kind of background. What have they done? Well, it's based on communism and moral decay. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. That's real important. As a watchman, you're required to tell the truth. You're required to tell the truth. Does that mean by remaining silent, I'm not lying? Is that what that means? That I can be quiet? And that's okay? Remaining silent and knowing that the truth is not being told is the same as telling a lie. God knows the heart. If we know the truth, we're required to tell the truth. You see. I was going through some posting that talked about when you remain silent, that's not lying. And I'd respond to that. That yes, in fact, it is lying. To know the tricks of the game. You know, the average person is terribly ignorant about so many things we are, all of us. It's kept from us. That's why. Our ignorance is Satan's greatest advantage over us. You can find in Pawns in the Game, articles by William G. Carr. He's a really good researcher back in the 40s and 50s. And Lenin had said, Vladimir Lenin, you find in a quote in the book Pawns in the Game by William G. Carr. In that book is a quote by Vladimir Lenin. He said, the best revolutionary is a youth devoid of morals. His word being law in communist organizations. All members work secretly to make young people of both sexes antisocial, immoral. Children up to teenage are taught to rebel against the discipline of their home. Parents are represented to their children as old-fashioned. Parental authority is scoffed at. The subverters argue that parents have lied to their children, since they're old enough to listen, regarding Santa Claus and where babies come from. The subversives claim parents are the victims of reactionary teachings and capitalistic exploitation. The child is encouraged to educate the parents in regard to modern and progressive ideas. And they're warned that for their own good, they must refuse to be dominated or disciplined by their parents. So the purpose of this subversive campaign is to destroy the sanctity and unity of the home, which is the foundation upon which our civilization is founded, unquote. They use everything from Walt Disney, My Little Pony, which is teaching, actually it does, it teaches the yin and the yang, the dualistic of good and evil and everything. That's what My Little Pony is all about. As above, so below. And it teaches the children, and they don't realize that they're being taught. And the parents don't pay attention to it. That in everything, there's good and evil. And the good always wins. Well, no, Jesus Christ is the only one, you see. There's always the good guy that comes in on the white horse. If the evil witch of the land of Oz, Wizard of Oz, is evil looking, then she must be evil. And if the good witch of the, was it the north? The sides of the north? Yeah. She had a little five-pointed starry wand, blonde hair, blue-eyed, white shirt, dress, whatever, like a wedding dress or something, I don't know. And she says to Dorothy, you have it within you. All along you had it with you. To click your heels 3 times and you'll go home. Click, click, click. What they're not telling you is all witchcraft is evil. Whether it's white witch or the black witch. Which witch is evil? Both witches are evil. Not which one is good. Not which one is bad. They're all bad. Not which one, but both. They don't tell them that. That's called the dialectic. Isn't that clever? There's a sinister agenda at work in television and movies today. It's committed to the corruption of your youth's morals and faith in the Bible. Walt Disney's bridge to, what's it called? Terabithia? Ugh, hate these words. I can't speak. Terabithia. Bithia. Bishia. B-E-R-A. B-I-T-H-I-A. It denies the existence of hell and teaches the youth that open-minded people can never believe in eternal damnation. Teenagers today are under attack by Satan like never before to break down biblical morality. You know, it's no coincidence that the sinister agenda behind moral corruption of American society, based on humanism. America today, we're plagued with horse-type singers. Do I have to name them? Who are not featured on primetime TV or being featured on primetime TV. Sesame Street, Nickelodeon, and everything else pertaining to teenagers. It's all deliberate. Intended to eliminate courtship, replaced by sexual promiscuity. Teen girls are being conditioned to behave like homosexuals. I have reports of teen boys under teen that are in beauty pageants dressed as girls, and the parents are there clapping, thinking it's funny. I got the pictures of the so-called walking down the catwalk, whatever, these young 10-year-old boys dressed as girls. I don't understand it. Feminism was created by the Rockefeller Foundation, funded to break up the families, to say the very least. Feminism was an official gender ideology masquerading as a movement for women's rights. In reality, as testimony confirms, feminism was a hoax, telling women their natural biological instincts are socially constructed to oppress them. And you had feminism is a really elite social engineering designed to destroy gender identity and what it does by making women masculine and men feminine. And that's what you see in the movies, don't you? Remember the one movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger that got pregnant? Mr. Mom? Family, this is not cherry picking. These movies are designed for this purpose. And heterosexuals are conditioned to behave like homosexuals who generally don't marry and have children. Courtship and monogamy are being replaced by sexual promiscuity, as in Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. And you know, I said that the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds created feminism, and that was to poison male-female relations, divide and conquer, and it's worked perfectly. And the equal objectives our depopulation and the totalitarian world government. Because the bankers create money out of nothing and think they're God. So this hoax shows a connection between feminism, communism, and 911, which was a Masonic sacrifice. The male and female relations, and shows that how we can take back our heterosexuality. Yeah. Well. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. In She Comes Again. And she submitted a report to the U.S. Commissions on Civil Rights, and her previous court opinions stated in 1978, I've got a copy of the report, as you can too. Ruth Bader Ginsburg submitted a report. In this report, it said the following. The federal government should, number one, provide comprehensive child care. That was to get the children out of the home. Number two was a change of homestead law to provide double benefits to couples who don't live together. It's the husband and wife who do live together. That was a split to families and marriages. So while feminism is doing its mark, these other efforts are there to take up slack and further divide. Her report also said to draft women in the military and assign them to combat duty and then to apply affirmative action to the armed forces to equalize the number of men and women as to eliminate traditional feminine roles. So by this division, which it all coincides with demolishing the foundations of biblical morality, works together to take down the structure of the family, which takes down and changes biblical morality. It all works together, unfortunately. And we're in advanced stages of this action. And they're getting ready to pull the curtain. Because they're starting to tell the truth about what's going on, to let us know what they've done already, and you can't do anything about it. Well, I got news for them. They'll never outthink the Savior. Whoop, we have three minutes left. Now, I'm going to continue this tomorrow. I'm going to combine the finish up with my biblical morality. There's a lot to it. And move on into how to dismantle the family in one section, patriotism in another, and individual liberty. That'll cover tomorrow at 4 to 6. Once people understand this true conspiracy, then you'll be able to see through all these reports, all these events taking place today, and see where it's really coming from, to not be distracted. Now, today, I just still scratched the surface for taking away biblical morality. Tomorrow will be more intensive as well, from 4 to 6. And also tomorrow night, 7:30 to 9, I may have a surprise. I don't know yet. I'm working on having a live broadcast at 7:30 to 9 of a special program for someone special in my life of gospel music that they will never be able to hear again. They only have 2 weeks to live. And so I wanted to set up a gospel singing for the last time. It's pretty significant. And so I'm trying to get that worked out, but some events have happened that may not happen, so I won't know till tomorrow night or Wednesday. So be prepared for that on tomorrow night or Wednesday night, maybe Thursday, I don't know. It's up in the air, so to speak. I appreciate y'all visiting by today, this Revelation Radio Network that allows us to broadcast. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. My Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. come by and join us. Send me an email if you'd like. Ask questions or make comments. Always welcome. To fight the enemy, you've got to be able to break it down and know what you're really fighting against and who you're really fighting against. And it's the world. I know it sounds kind of out there, but Jesus is not of the world. You see, Jesus is separate from the world. So anytime now, the music is going to start and I will leave you. And so when that time comes here in the next few minutes, one or two, I think, join me tomorrow at 4 to 6, and either way, 7:30 to 9, tomorrow night, and the rest of the week, 4 to 6, 7:30 to 9. And we'll just keep on going, family. Watchmen for Jesus. We'll keep on going, bringing in the truth to let you know who you're fighting and ways to fight back through prayer, fasting, and spiritual warfare and deliverance and the true word of God in the King James Bible. That's the only way. There is no other way. So good night.
There we go.
Yeah. And good night.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious purpose, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free, it was the envy of the world. But this shining city on the hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switch and bait, criticize and confiscate, let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they reveal a child's display. They say we need to spread the wealth, they pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls strings. It makes his little puppet dance to every song he sings. The night falls in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows. It's old, a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lies. Even in this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation and the twinkling of an eye. They tell us there will soon be peace, our lives will be an endless feast, but they lead us towards the dark. In the distance, sabers rattle, and the armies train for battle, as the beast prepares to part. There's an unseen hand that pulls the strings and makes his little puppet dance to any song he sings. And the night falls in on the rising tide. Look beyond the shadows. Behold the pale horse ride.
so good and bad. Or if we fear and hesitate, soon it will be too late. We're the last hope of mankind. Time hurries on, the shadows fall, the hand is writing on the wall. But you now question the chance. Or if the one called by God's name in a sin, seek his face, he will hear and heal the man. There's an unseen hand reaching from above, and the gentle voice that beckons to the shelter of his love. Come on home, my wayward child, 'cause out on the horizon there's a pale horse running wild. Wake up, my wayward child, can't you hear the thunder and the hoofbeats of a pale horse running wild?